by, it was never cold, and you didn't have to stay awake through school the next day. Of course, Paris could sleep as late as he wanted now. Just one of the advantages of being pretty. The old bridge stretched massively across the water, its huge iron frame as black as the sky. It had been built so long ago that it held up its own weight, without any support from hover struts. A million years from now, when the rest of the city had crumbled, the bridge would probably remain like a fossilized bone. Unlike the other bridges into New Pretty Town, the old bridge couldn't talk, or report trespassers, more importantly. But even silent, the bridge had always seemed very wise to Tally, as quietly knowing as some ancient tree. Her eyes were fully adjusted to the darkness now, and it took only seconds to find the fishing line tied to its usual rock. She yanked it and heard the splash of the rope tumbling from where it had been hidden among the bridge supports. She kept pulling until the invisible fishing line turned into wet, knotted cord. The other end was still tied to the iron framework of the bridge. Tally pulled the rope taut and lashed it to the usual tree. She had to duck into the grass once more as another river skimmer passed. The people dancing on its deck